It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the deep state versus Trump. The saga of Mar-a-Lago continues. Former President Trump filed a motion Monday to have a third party review the documents taken by the FBI in the raid on his home a couple of weeks ago. Trump's looking for the appointment of a special master to look over the documents. He also wants a detailed inventory of what was taken, the return of items that were outside the scope of the search, and to bar the government from reviewing these documents until the special master has been appointed. In the filing, Trump asked the government 3 questions. Number 1, why raid my home with a platoon of federal agents when I have voluntarily cooperated with your every request? 2, what are you trying to hide from the public, given that you requested I turn off all home security cameras and even refused to allow my attorneys to observe what your agents were doing? And 3, why have you refused to tell me what you took from my home? Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz, who is no conservative, said that this raid was improper, incorrectly conducted. Trump had already been served with a subpoena asking for classified records related to the investigation and had cooperated with federal authorities. So Dershowitz says the Department of Justice should simply have enforced the subpoena rather than the very high-profile raid. It's beginning to look like Biden's Department of Justice has been trying to provoke Trump into angrily responding in a way that would justify them doing something like the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But in fact, Trump has been cooperating, refusing to take the bait, not giving the Biden administration what it wants, which is in effect a casus belli or cause for war, something that would justify them saying, see what a bad man he is. He should not be president in 2025. That's what's really going on here. This is probably why the Department of Justice is fighting so hard to keep the affidavit it used to get the warrant for the raid a secret. It's going to be partly released because on Monday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, who issued the warrant for the raid, denied the Department of Justice's request to keep the entire affidavit sealed, ordering the release of a redacted copy. Now, who gets to do the redactions? If it's the Department of Justice, I predict we'll find pages just full of Sharpie lines and magic marker basically hiding everything that we might have seen. But just get your popcorn, stay tuned. It's going to be entertaining, if nothing else. Topic number 4, where's the beef? Apparently not in Texas right now. Ranchers, because of the drought up until this past weekend anyway, forced to sell off herds because this dry spell, which is the worst in 1,200 years, was making it too expensive to maintain their herds. Between the pastures turning to dust and the skyrocketing costs of diesel, feed, and fertilizer, it was just impossible for them to make a profit. So they've been selling off their herds, and that's been driving up the price of ground beef, which is the chart behind me here. It's approaching $5 a pound. Now, if you're economically aware, law of supply and demand would suggest that increasing the supply of beef in the pipeline would actually cause the price to go down, except that ranchers have been forced to sell off their breeding stock, cows that they would normally keep to produce the next generation of beef cattle. And that's what's driving up the price. The USDA's latest cattle report finds herds are down 2.4% from last year. And again, that's the supply and demand issue we should be looking at here. And again, with the price of feed and fertilizer going up, that's why we're seeing prices at the grocery store going up as well. But never fear, the World Economic Forum has a solution for that. Crickets and other alternative sources of protein, read bugs. You will eat barbecued bugs and you'll like it. Now, making things worse in Texas, there are areas that went from an 8 to 12 inch shortfall for the summer to making up the entire shortfall in the span of 24 hours. At Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Sunday into Monday, 9 inches of rain, making it the second rainiest 24-hour period on record. This is not good. I mean, it's good that they're catching up on the summer shortfall and eliminating the drought, but getting it all in one shot, that not so much. Topic number 3, real estate. The market is crashing here in the United States. New home sales plunged 12% in July relative to June. Experts only expected about a 2.5% drop. Instead, they got a 12% decline in new home sales, and that's 30% year over year. which is really how you have to look at it, because there are seasonal fluctuations. People more likely to buy homes in the spring. You can move over the summer, get the kids into new school in the fall, and so on. Nobody likes to move in the wintertime, that sort of thing. So you got to compare year over year. And the decline, again, nearly 30%. This is according to the federal government's official numbers. Now, last week, used home sales, existing home sales, according to the National Association of Realtors, in July, down 5.9% from June, 20.2% from a year ago. This is not good. Real estate sales make up a big portion of the gross domestic product of the country. And meanwhile, if you've got a place to live, it's costing you a lot more to keep the lights on there. The average U.S. household paying about 47% more for electricity than a year ago this time. Some areas being hit harder than others. In Texas, the rates for electricity up 70% year over year. Natural gas accounts for about 44% of the power generated in Texas, and the price of natural gas has just about tripled over the past year. Now, the Biden administration would blame it on Russia, but I would argue that just short-sighted energy policy here in the United States, if you assume that people rise to a level where they can actually control what happens on the national level by being incompetent, I think it's more likely that this is all part and parcel of a grander scheme. When you look at the solutions being proposed by the federal government, you have to believe that they don't really want to fix the problem. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggesting that low-income Americans struggling to pay energy bills can solve their problems by just buying solar panels. I mean, you know, government tax credits, you can get 30% off on your solar panels, and you can finance them, so you don't have to pay it all at once. No biggie. Just take on more debt. This is really their answer. The federal government is so tone-deaf that they don't really hear how it sounds to people out in the heartland who are struggling to make ends meet when you say the solution to trying to deal with the cost of $4 a gallon gasoline is to buy a $60,000 electric vehicle, and then a few years from now when you need to replace that battery, another $15,000? Again, this is so absurd that it can't be sheer incompetence. It can't be incompetence alone. This is part and parcel of what I've been saying all along. It's the crushing of the middle class, the destruction of the middle class in order to make way for our new global overlords by making us dependent on them. And that leads to topic number two, which is chipping your children. The World Economic Forum actually published an article suggesting it would be a solid, rational move for parents to chip their kids. This is promoted in a blog post, the World Economic Forum's website, where they just can't help saying the quiet part out loud. Eat bugs, own nothing, chip your kids, and you'll be happy. As scary as chip implants may sound, and this is quoting directly from the piece, they form part of a natural evolution that wearables once underwent. Hearing aids or glasses no longer carry a stigma, the article argues. Now, of course, this is forgetting that glasses and hearing aids are not embedded in the body, nor can they be controlled by an outside force. An RFID chip, if it can send signals, can also receive and can be used to track you. Therein lies the difference. Not creepy at all. Coming up, it appears in today's world, everybody wants to be a cat. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallup's, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it's a furry world out there. We're seeing more and more stories like this. This is a piece from Australia where a school is reportedly supporting a bright young lady described as phenomenally bright by school administrators who identifies as a cat. She's a teenager. She's apparently allowed to act like a cat and be nonverbal at this private school she attends in Melbourne, as long as it's not a distraction to her fellow pupils. One wonders how that is even possible. The school, which didn't confirm the report in Australian media, said in a statement that students display, quote, a range of issues from mental health, anxiety, or identity issues, end quote, adding, quote, our approach is always unique to the student, and we will take into account professional advice and the well-being of the student, end quote. This is just one of a number of cases recently reported in Australia, but it's not unique to Australia. This is happening all over. Students who once would have been sent for counseling for this type of manifestation of self-identity now being supported and encouraged in this delusion. In Brisbane, another report from Australia, a group of four female students are now walking on all fours and cutting holes in their uniforms to make room for tails. What's even more bizarre is a report this week that a group of Christian furries, these are people who like to dress and act like animals, are worried that they'll be discriminated against if they're outed as Christians. Yes, it appears they're more worried that they'll face a backlash if word gets out that they believe in Jesus Christ than if people find out they like dressing up in costumes and pretending to be dogs, cats, skunks, whatever. This is the world in which we live. Come quickly, Lord. Skywatch TV's new division, Skywatch Films, presenting to you cutting-edge documentaries on topics ranging from the transhumanist movement, which believes that we can be as gods through technology, to the modern UFO phenomenon, to disturbing issues like the trafficking of children for occult ritual purposes. You can get instant access to all of these documentaries for as little as $3. Find out more and access them online at skywatchfilms.com. That's skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our special thank you for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada. is the very important book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How Marxist Ideology is, well, it's really, it's a spiritual war on the foundation of American civilization, Western civilization as a whole. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for any donation during the month of August, essentially, you name the price, we'll send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book. You can always donate online. Find the link at skywatchtv.com/donate. Or if you prefer to call and do it over the phone, dial 844-750-4985. And thank you for your support. We're looking forward to getting back to the Holy Land. Sharon and I, alongside our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will take you on a unique tour of Israel from north to south, from Dan to Beersheba, as the saying goes, and that's very nearly literally correct. We will visit the site of ancient Dan, where Jeroboam set up one of his two golden calves. We'll visit Bethel, the site of the other. We'll also see Joshua's altar and Shiloh. Some very important archaeological discoveries at both of those locations. We've talked to our friend recently about those, Dr. Scott Stripling, leading the dig at Shiloh. And we'll also take you to the mysterious site of the Wheel of the Giants, Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights. And of course, we'll visit Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee. We'll baptize and worship in the Jordan River. And of course, Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, where Zev Porat will show you, based on his research, the historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. Don't miss this. It's a wonderful opportunity. We'll be in Israel March 19th through 30th of 2023 with an optional 3-day extension over to Jordan. You'll find out more with the itinerary posted online and a place to reserve your spot on the tour as well at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, he and Pastor Carl Gallups are the guests on this week's broadcast of Skywatch TV, where Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team, which for this panel included Sharon and me, will talk about Zev's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. The Chaldeans were the group of people, the people who took over Babylon during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And what is that spirit? How is it manifesting today? Zev talks about that on this week's broadcast. You'll find the over-the-air broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just add the Skywatch TV app to that set-top box, and we'll be ready to go when you are. Or you can download our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your mobile device, along with news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events, plus a place to give if you're so inclined. You can do that right through the mobile app. The app is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make things easy, we've got links to the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.